this God-inspired message from Shofar Christian Church. We trust that you will enjoy today's message and that it will encourage you to grow deeper in your relationship with Christ our Savior.
Good morning. Hallelujah. Just give me a second here. It is wonderful to be here. My husband comes here quite often. He's Pastor Anton Meiberg. Yes. I always want to come, but I always have to be at another place. So I told Brighton I will come sometime. So I was just waiting and waiting and waiting for a chance. And finally I have a chance to be here. So thank you so much. It's wonderful to be here. Thank you that I can feel so welcome. I was really looking forward to come. In the car while we drove from Stellenbosch, I sang the whole time. I was singing songs in the car because I was so excited to be here. So I thought I'll just show you. I think, Brighton, there's a photo of my family. Hey, is it there? I just want to show you. Okay, that's fine. I think it's just that one. Okay, so my husband Anton and I, we live in Stellenbosch. And we have 5 children. We've got 3 boys and 2 girls. So the boys are there at the back. Yeah. And the girls went with my husband to the Stellenbosch Church. So they are there. And yes, so we have been living in Stellenbosch for the past 2 years. And before that, we were in Mpumalanga. And before that, we were in Northwest. And before that, we were in Stellenbosch. So we came back. And it's beautiful again to live amongst the mountains. And we are so happy to be here. So I'm really excited this morning because you spoke about 2 things. You said that mothers are special, hey? And you also, there was one man who said he just wanted to honor the women in the church. And I'm very excited about that because I want to speak about a mother this morning. And you also spoke about Moses. And I also want to speak about Moses. So I'm very happy that I'm going to preach on everything that you have said this morning. So I want to speak about the mother of Moses. Who of you know what her name was? Do you know her? Her name was Jochebed. Jochebed. I would like to read a scripture from Numbers 26, verse 59. And it says, the name of Amram's wife was Jochebed, the daughter of Levi, who was born to Levi in Egypt. And she bore to Amram Aaron and Moses and Miriam, their sister. So this was a mother, and her name was Jochebed. Now, I think that some of us may know the story of Moses. Who of you know the story of Moses? In the baby in the basket. Okay, some of us know that story. Now, how many mothers are you? How many mothers are you? Is there anybody with 5 children? There is the mother of the house. Anybody with 6 or 7 or 8 children? Do I have the most children? So, Jochebed had 3 children. And her youngest child was born in a terrible time. Her youngest child was born in a time when all the baby boys were killed. You might remember the story. Pharaoh did not want the Israelites in Egypt anymore, and he wanted to kill all the baby boys. And he told his soldiers to go and take all the baby boys and to throw them in the Nile River. Now, the Nile River was not a small river. It's still there in Egypt. It's a big, massive, big, strong river. And he told them to drown all the babies in the Nile River. Now, I think every mother here and also every father, if you can just imagine that you have a little baby boy and you know that they are going to kill him, that's hard, hey? That's hard. And I think some of you that are sitting here have lost children. I'm sure some of you have lost children. And it's very hard to lose a child. And this mother, Jochebed, had this baby at the worst time. I think every mother at that time said, I wish I was not pregnant. Because I do not want them to kill. And I think they were all praying to have daughters and not sons. Because only the boys were killed. And then there was this mother, Jochebed, and she had this baby. And he was Moses. And she looked at this baby. I'm going to read that scripture to you. Brighten my eyes. Skip to a scripture there. I'm not going to read it in order now. No, I'm not. I think it's the next one. Exodus 2 verse 2. The woman, this is Jochebed, conceived and bore a son. And when she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him for 3 months. So Jochebed had this baby boy, and when she looked at this boy, she saw that he was a beautiful child. How many parents here have sons, boys? Okay, many of us. I'm sure when that baby was born, you looked at that boy and you saw that he was a fine child. One of my boys there at the back, he weighed 4.5 kilograms when he was born. And the doctor said, this is a fine child. This is a big boy. And Jochebed looked at this boy and she saw that he was a beautiful big boy. But she saw more than that. She knew that God had a plan for his life. And we must remember, when she was hiding that child, if they would catch her hiding that boy, they would kill the boy, they would kill her, they would kill her husband, and they would kill her other 2 children as well. Because she was not allowed to hide a child. So she was very, very brave. And I think perhaps she was the only mother or one of very few mothers who managed to hide a child. Why was she so brave? Why was she so brave? Because she could see the purposes of God. She looked at this baby boy and she could see that God had a plan for his life and that he must live, that he must not die. And many of us, we are in difficult circumstances. Is that right? Some of us, we lose some people to death. Our family members are sick. They die. Some of us lose our job. Some of us had to flee our country, go to a country that we do not know. Some of us have not enough money to buy food and milk for our babies. Some of us have very difficult circumstances. And Jochebed had very difficult circumstances, but she saw with the eyes of faith. She could see the purposes of God. And she said, I know that this is very dangerous. And I know that perhaps I will die. And my family will die. But I am going to trust God because I can see that God wants my son to live. Now let's read what she did then. I read from Exodus 2 verse 3. When she could no longer hide him, when the baby boy was 3 months old and he was too big to hide, when she could no longer hide him, she took for him a basket made of bulrushes and daubed it with bitumen and pitch. She put the child in it and placed it among the reeds by the river bank. Can you show that picture now, Brighton? If you can find it. See, there's Jochebed, and there's the baby Moses, and there's the sister, the young sister Miriam. And you see, she made a basket, and she made this basket to be waterproof. And she put all kinds of things in the basket so that the water could not come into the basket. And she put the baby in the basket. Excuse me. And when nobody was looking, she went to the river with her daughter and she put the basket in the river. Now, this is amazing because God gave her a plan. God told her what to do, and she knew how to do it. She knew how to do it. Do you know what God will do for us in our lives when we are in difficult circumstances? He will tell us how to do what to do, and He will show us to do something that we already know how to do. You remember the story about the giant Goliath and the young boy David? You know, when David killed Goliath with a slingshot, almost like a ketty, you know, he killed him with a slingshot. Did you know that David and his family, all of them, that whole tribe, all of them in their culture, they were good with the slingshot? It was in their culture. They knew how to use the slingshot. And God said to David, David, you are going to kill this giant, not with a sword and not with big weapons. You are going to do what you already know how to do. And in the same way with Jochebed, God said to her, I am going to show you what to do, and you are going to make this basket with your hands because you already know how to do it. And God says to us, what do you have? Use that. What do you know? Apply that. He has equipped us already for what we need to know. We know it already, and then He will show us how to do it. You know all the mothers, when you have to cook for your family, you have very little food. He shows you how to make the food taste nice. You take little meat and a lot of rice, and you make a nice sauce. Or you take a little bit of pap and you've got a nice sauce, and He teaches you how to do with what you have. Because what God has given us, it is enough. But we need faith. We need faith. And Jochebed knew what to do. When you are in a difficult situation, say, God, please show me what to do. Help me and show me what to do. And God is faithful. And He will show you what to do. And you will know what to do. And then we see that she puts this baby on this river. And I don't think that any one of us would believe that that baby would live. Do you know what there was in the Nile River? There were crocodiles. There were hippopotamus. There were currents, strong currents. There were fishermen on boats catching fish. There was a lot going on that river. There were big fish in the river. It's a massive big river. And she put the little baby on this river. Let's read another scripture. Listen to this. Exodus 2 verse 4. And his sister, the baby Moses, his sister, her name was Miriam, and his sister stood at a distance to know what would be done to him. While this baby was in this basket, in this dangerous river, his mother, Jochebed, she could not walk on the side of the river to watch over the baby. Why could she not do it? Because the soldiers would see her and they would be suspicious. Because everywhere mothers were trying to save their babies, they would be suspicious if they saw her. And they would look on the river because they would see that she was looking towards the river. And it would not be safe. But who could stand there next to the river? Thank you. Who could stand next to the river? His sister Miriam, because she was a young girl. Nobody would wonder why she was standing there. It was safe. And the little sister could stand there and she could watch how this basket is flowing down the river. What can we learn from this? God will always provide for us the people that we need. Whenever we are in a difficult circumstances, in a difficult situation, and some of us are often in a difficult situation, some of us are most of our lives, it is tough and it is hard. But God will provide the people that we need when we need them. And probably most of them will be in this church with us. There will be people who love us, like this one lady said this morning, there are so many people who love me. There will be people who speak the truth to us. Because real friends who love God will always speak the truth to us. And they will tell us how you cannot do that now. No, you cannot lie. You must stop lying. You cannot cheat on your wife or your husband. You cannot love another man or another woman. You cannot steal, whatever it is. But they will also help us when we need food or clothes or a roof on our heads, whatever it is that we may need. If you need a car, they will help us. God will always send the people, but we must have the eyes to see them. Because sometimes God will bring people, but we will not see them because they don't look the way we want them to look. Or they don't talk the way we want them to talk. Or they don't walk the way we want them to walk. But we must see them because God will always send the people that we need. In the church and in the body of Christ, we are never alone. And God said, Jochebed, you cannot walk down this river, but your daughter Miriam, she can walk down this river with this baby and she can watch this baby. And she can pray and she can see what happens to this baby. And what happened next? Do you know the story? The princess, the wife of the Pharaoh, the ruler of the country. She was bathing in the Nile River. She was swimming. She was bathing. And here came this basket. And you know how women, what women are like. We cannot resist a baby. And she opens this basket and she says, oh, she says, this must be one of the Hebrew babies. She says, I'm going to take him. I'm going to take this. I'm going to adopt this baby. Who of you have adopted children? Who of you have children that you have adopted that is not your own, that you took in? Anybody here? Nobody like that. I have three friends who recently adopted babies. She said, I am going to take this baby, and this baby is going to become my child. And then guess who was standing there when she said this? Miriam, the young girl. And God gave Miriam boldness because God chose her for this task. And because you know the baby needs breast milk. In those days you could not buy milk at the shop. In the Bible time you could not buy milk. There was only breast milk. And then she goes to the princess, the royalty, the most important woman in all of the country. And she says to her, I know a lady who can breastfeed this baby, a midwife. Isn't it amazing? And who became the one who breastfed little baby Moses? His own mother, Jochebed. And God saved his life. Isn't it amazing? Because God will always provide. Let's read another scripture about Jochebed. I want to read to you from Genesis 50, verse 20. And this is Joseph speaking. Do you remember Joseph? His brothers sold him as a slave. And then there was a famine, and he became the second most important man in the country. And his brothers came back, and they did not recognize him because they thought he was dead because they sold him as a slave. And then he meets his brothers again. Listen what he says to them. Joseph says to them, as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today. Joseph said to his brothers, if you never sold me as a slave, if you never wanted me to die, I would never be in Egypt. I would never become a ruler, and you would die of hunger, and everybody else would as well. Now let's get back to Jochebed. You know, I said when I started this message, I said, how did they kill the baby, the Hebrew baby boys? They drowned them in the Nile River. Satan used the Nile River to kill all those babies. What did God use to save the baby Moses? The Nile River. Because what Satan intends for evil, God will use for good. And we can think about everything in our lives that is evil or difficult or hard and tough. And we can say, Satan intends this for evil. Satan wants to destroy me. Satan wants to steal from me. He wants me to die. But God, hallelujah, God will take this very same thing and he will use it for the good in my life. That is why the Bible says we must thank God for everything. For everything. So when something bad happens, when something difficult happens, when it is hard, we go on our knees and we say, thank you, Jesus. Because you are going to use this for good. You are going to use this to save me. You are going to use this to deliver me and to rescue me. And I praise you for it, Jesus. That is why we can come to church on a Sunday and we can dance, hey? It's hard at home. I know. It's tough. And it's difficult. But we come here and we can dance. Because we know who our God is. And we know what He can do. And we know no matter what Satan does, He will use it for our good if we choose Him. If we choose Him. Let me read another scripture. I'm reading from Hebrews 11, verse 23. This speaks about all the great people of the Bible and the Old Testament. And it says, by faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden for 3 months by his parents because they saw that the child was beautiful and they were not afraid of the king's edict. They were not afraid because they saw and they trusted God. Do you know what the Bible says about fear? It says many things. All over the Bible it says, do not fear. But then the Bible says, perfect love will drive out fear. Who has perfect love? Only Jesus. Only God. Does your wife have perfect love? No. Does your husband have perfect love? No. Does your pastor have perfect love? No. Do your children have perfect love? No, because we all just need God. But who has perfect love? Jesus, God. And God says, if you understand my love, you will not fear. You will not fear. And Jochebed, this mother and her husband Amram, they were not afraid. You know, the king of Egypt, his name was Pharaoh. He was very powerful. He was very strong. He was like the president. Not like the president of South Africa, like the president of America. He was the most important man in the world. He was a cruel man. He hated the Hebrews, the Israel people. He wanted to kill them. Jochebed and her husband, they were just simple people. They were not important like that king, but they were brave. They were not afraid. And we see by faith they did this. And what happened to Moses? Who of you know that story? Some of us. Moses grew up in the house of Pharaoh the king. Because the mother that took him, that adopted him, was the wife of Pharaoh. He grew up like a prince. He was a very important man because God had a plan. And what happened? One day he looked and he saw how the Egyptians were used the Israel people as slaves and how they would hit them and how they had to work every day making big statues and pyramids. And he became angry because he was an Israel man, he was a Hebrew, and he killed one of them. And he ran away into the desert. How many of us here, how many of you have done something that you are ashamed of and you run away? Because you are ashamed, because you have sinned, because you did something that you should not have done. Moses was a murderer. And he hid his face and he says, I am a nobody now. God cannot use me. I am a bad person and I am so afraid. And then what happens? He lives in the desert. He meets a family there. They were not Hebrews. They were from a different culture. He marries a woman there. He finds a wife there. And he becomes a simple shepherd man. Just a shepherd. Tending the sheep. Like David was before he became king. And one day, Moses is in the desert. And what does he see? A burning bush. There's a bush, like any bush, just a bush. And it is burning, but it is not burning up. It remains in the flame. And from the burning bush comes a voice. The voice of God. And God says, Moses, this is why I saved you, because you must go back to Egypt. You must go back to Pharaoh, and you must deliver the people of Israel. Do you know there were more than 1 million people? More than 1 million. There were many, many, many Hebrews. And Pharaoh was a mighty man. And Moses says, I cannot do that. Look at me, God, he says. I'm a simple shepherd man. I'm not a prince anymore. He says, and I stutter. I have a speech problem. Some of us are sitting here and we say, God, I cannot do great things for you. I cannot stand in front with a microphone. I cannot preach. I cannot do that job. I do not know how to be a good husband or a good father. I don't know how. I don't know how to speak. I can't. I'm afraid. And God says, Moses, keep quiet. I know who you are, and I know what you can do, and I chose you. I saved your life on that river. And he says to him, I am going to help you. I'm going to send your brother Aaron to go with you. I'm going to help you, but I chose you. I chose you. And what God is saying to us this morning, he says, I don't care what you did. Can I say that again? He says, I don't care what you are ashamed of in your life. Come to the blood of Jesus and I will forgive you. Amen. Moses committed a murder. What did you do? I don't know. But God wants to forgive you. What did I do? Many things. But God forgives me. And God says, come, I want to use you. And you say, but God, I can't speak. God says, keep quiet. I chose you. I saved you. I saved you. Like this testimony that we heard this morning about the stabbing. I saved you. And you can do anything if I am in you. You can do anything. And it took many years, but when Moses was an old man, he went back to Egypt. And he said to Pharaoh, God says, let my people go. And Pharaoh said, who are you? You are nobody, and I will not listen to you, and I will not listen to your God. And Moses says, be very careful of my God. He's very big and he's very strong. And when we face our enemy, I don't know what your enemy is. Maybe you fear going to your job, your workplace. Maybe you walk down the street and there's somebody that wants to kill you or steal from you. Maybe in your home, you fear your wife or your husband or your child. Maybe you fear. You don't know where you are going to live or what you are going to do. I don't know your circumstances. But you look at that enemy and you say, you don't know how big and how strong my God is. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And I am here this morning to remind us that God is with us. God is with us. And nothing that seems too hard or too impossible or too great for us to overcome is bigger than God. None of it. And God says, that thing that wants to destroy you, I'm going to use that very thing to save you. In Jesus' name. I want to read this last scripture again. Hebrews 11 verse 23. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden for 3 months by his parents because they saw that the child was beautiful and they were not afraid of the king's edict. Can I pray for us? Let's just close our eyes. Oh God, Jesus, God, we love you so much. And God, we know that none of us are different than Moses, God. Moses was just another man that you have called to do great works for you. And from Moses' birth already, Satan wanted to kill him, wanted to destroy him. Father, I want to pray for every person here. And I want to ask you, I don't know how you normally do this, but I'm going to ask you that if you are sitting here this morning and you have difficult circumstances, you have difficult things in your life, you have challenges, you have pain in your heart, you have things that are hard for you, and you know that Satan wants to destroy you, won't you stand? I just want to pray over you. Will you be brave to stand up if that is you? There are some people here, Satan wants to destroy you. And God says, that very thing that Satan wants to use, I am going to use to save you and to deliver you. Father, I pray for these people who are standing, God. God, I pray in the name of Jesus. God, I pray into their circumstances, God. The things that are hard and tough, Lord, and the things that Satan wants to use to discourage them, to destroy them, to steal from them, to take away from them, to kill them. God, thank you that those are the very, very things that you are going to use, God. To save them, to deliver them, to bring life to them in the name of Jesus. I want to ask if we can just all pray out loud and just call on the name of the Lord. Let's just do that. Kia marana. Let's just pray out loud and call on the name of the Lord. Shea kayama koronoto kianata. Kiriana marana kianata. Koshana ma korono koshete kianata kiriana maranata yakoshana ma koyono ma koshete kianata yama korono ma kianata kiana marana koshana kianata rono koshana kia. We call upon your name, Lord. We call upon your name, God. Thank you, God, that you love Nomzamo, Father. Thank you, God, that you love Greenfields and Zola and Nomzamo, the center of this place. Thank you, God, that you love this place, God. Shama karana kirianata kiriana makaranata rekereana makoshene kianata. Thank you, Jesus, that you want to use us to shine your light in this place, God. Rama koronoma kiaranata kishite kianata roto koronoma koshini kianata rama koronoko shakianata. Thank you, God, for every person that is here, God. Thank you that you want to anoint them, Father. Thank you that your anointing is upon them, Father. Thank you, God, that you anoint them to be the light bearers, Father, to bring the truth, God. Thank you, God, for faith, Lord. Thank you, God, for courage, Lord. Thank you, God, for boldness, Lord. Thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, that they will not fear, that they will not fear. And I prophesy over you, Church of Nomzamo, I prophesy over you, you will not fear in the name of Jesus. You will not fear in the name of Jesus. And you will not be discouraged in the name of Jesus. You will be strong. You will be strong. And just like Jochebed, you will have faith. You will have faith in the name of Jesus. And I prophesy over you, Church of Nomzamo, just like Amram and Jochebed, you will not be afraid in the name of Jesus. You will look at your enemy and you will say, you do not know how big and how strong my God is. And Father, thank you. Just like Moses led your people through that Red Sea to safety, these people that are sitting here in this church, in the name of Jesus, one by one, they will lead people to you. They will lead people to you. They will lead people to you, to safety, to salvation, to life. To life in Jesus' name. Thank you, God, for the healings that we will see. Thank you, God, for the deliverances that we will see. Thank you, God, for the faith that we will see. Thank you for the change that we will see in this community, because they will not be afraid in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. God, we worship you. We worship you, God. God, there's none like you, Lord. There's none like you. And we worship you, Lord. In Jesus' name.